Welcome to the daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on the first chapter of John, and today we're reading John 1, 26 through 28. I'll be reading from the message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We begin with mindful breathing to give our bodies and minds time to become quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. John answered, "I only baptize using water. A person you don't recognize has taken his stand in your midst. He comes after me, but he is not in second place to me. I'm not even worthy to hold his coat for him." These conversations took place in Bethany, on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing at the time. John answered, "I only baptize using water. A person you don't recognize has taken his stand in your midst. He comes after me, but he is not in second place to me. I'm not even worthy to hold his coat for him." These conversations took place in Bethany, on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing at the time. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a memory or feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? John answered, "I only baptize using water. A person you don't recognize has taken his stand in your midst. He comes after me, but he is not in second place to me. I'm not even worthy to hold his coat for him." These conversations took place in Bethany, on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing at the time. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. John answered, "I only baptize using water. A person you don't recognize has taken his stand in your midst. He comes after me, but he is not in second place to me. I'm not even worthy to hold his coat for him." These conversations took place in Bethany, on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing at the time. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, how often we miss out on what you are doing in our lives simply because we do not take the time to notice you in our midst. Would you open our hearts, God, that we might recognize you and draw near? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.